From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The United States, Mexico, and Canada have just wrapped up their first round of NAFTA talks in D.C. over the weekend. President Trump has pushed to revamp the treaty, saying that was signed in 1994. The president said it has shifted jobs to Mexico. The three countries released a joint statement that says they're committed to modernizing this thing. Marketplace's Mariel Seguera is here with us live. Mariel, let's use this as a teachable moment to understand one part of the early negotiations here. They're called rules of origin.
Right. The rules say a certain percentage of a product, its parts and materials, has to come from one of the NAFTA countries to be exempt from border taxes. For cars, for instance, it's about 62%. So the U.S. wants to set the bar higher overall, so more of each product has to come from within the NAFTA bloc. It also wants to impose this new rule that a set percentage of each car or auto part comes exclusively from the U.S.
Now, why the focus on the car and truck industry in particular?
Well, that comes down to the U.S. trade deficit with Mexico. Last year, Mexico exported about $64 billion more in goods to the U.S. than it bought from us. And a big part of that is cars and auto parts. It's Mexico's largest export to America. So the industry has become a target for the U.S. in these talks.
And how are Mexico and Canada responding?
You know, their negotiators are pushing back, for one thing, because this would put their companies at a disadvantage. That part, maybe not so surprising. But U.S. auto companies are against this change, too. They want to make decisions based on what's cheapest. Stricter rules about where they get their parts can get in the way and also disrupt their supply chains. The United Auto Workers Union, on the other hand, is in favor of tightening the rules of origin.